Frames, A Valentino Mystery by Lauren D. Estelman. Narrated by William DeFries.
That's part of your problem. You haven't seen enough movies. All of life's riddles are answered in the movies.
Steve Martin to Kevin Kline, Grand Canyon, 1991. Lawrence Kasdan and Meg Kasdan. A note to the reader, in which the author owns up to using broad license in his description of the UCLA Film Preservation Program. The laboratory and its equipment here are state-of-the-current art and may in fact be either less or more advanced depending on the funds available when the book appears, and the building itself is an architectural fantasy. Certainly the size of the archival staff exceeds two, and its own offices are more modern and ergonomic. Who among us is inclined to be more sympathetic toward characters who haven't squalid conditions to rise above?
1. Popcorn Palace.
Chapter 1.
You couldn't live a linear life in Hollywood. Everything was a special effect. One moment, there you were on your fleet of telephones, bellowing at brokers and bank managers, a gravel-voiced captain of industry in a screwball comedy, and then your vision swam and someone made broad circling motions on a harp, and the next moment you were lying on a stingy mattress in a rancid hotel room with a revolver in your hand.
Tragic case, the realtor said. Are you familiar with the details?
Valentino nodded and took a hit from his $5 cup of coffee. He and the woman were standing in front of a bas-relief in bronze of Max Fink's bald, sad face on a plaque in the crumbling lobby of the Oracle, a ruin left over from the lost ancient civilization.